What's up, everyone? I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
You're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast, brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods.
Hey, guys. And in this episode, we're basically just going to be going over More Expo, kind of our time there, basically just about the show. I'm sure we'll even talk a little bit about Toyota Jamboree.
Are you that sure? We're
gonna be, what do you mean? That we'll be going this weekend, too. So, but yeah, guys. So, yeah, stay tuned. We'll be here.
We also have a special guest. His name's Grant Wilbanks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Grant's here.
Hello. I'm here. I'm the outsider.
Yeah. He is the outsider, the man with the orange hat. So,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, yeah, we're going to listen to the cool tunes, and we'll be right back.
All right, we're back, man. So how about that More Expo?
So funny.
Love that. I need love that, right?
Yeah, I need.
But all seriousness, though, it was a great More Expo.
Yeah. We're laughing because, so we've actually already recorded this podcast, and then come to find out only 49 seconds of it saved to the computer.
Yeah, dude,
so
it was a banger.
It had been a short 49 podcast. Minutes.
Yeah, but this one's going to be just as good. So. Yeah,
don't worry.
But no, More Expo was really good, honestly. You know, probably I would say best one they've had in the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, arguably, as far as, you know, like overall crowd, you know, tons of people there walking.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like it was really good.
I felt the same. Fridays was encouraging. You know, the number of people we got to talk to was super awesome. And I mean, we got to debut our Tacoma there, which was super cool. So we had the front bumper on it, the bed rack, the box, kind of first time people have been able to put hands on it, you know, that don't work here.
Yeah, it did really well, too. I mean, we had the truck there. Some of the parts were still in prototype stage, so some of it was so it was raw. And the with it being raw, though, I feel like it was like pretty like eye catching, you know. It would bring people out of the aisles.
It was good, you know. Like, that was a Roger Rush job, you know. It's like we wanted to debut it there. We had put that on the calendar as the day that we're gonna, you know, bring it up there. So, I mean, for those guys over there to get it put together and everything, we said didn't have enough time to make it to Powder Coat, but
yeah,
still well received. You know, like I said, I mean, the hybrid design, for whatever reason, we're still the only ones that think that's awesome. And I mean, I hope it stays that way.
Because
it is awesome.
Yeah.
The best.
You know, so it's like well received. Maybe going to change a few things up on it, but pretty much what you see is what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. It may change a little bit, but definitely not just a ton. Yeah. I think it's going to be an awesome bumper. I mean, yeah, due to the fact that our bumper weighs the same amount as a center cut typically does, like, that's great. That's good news.
Yeah.
So.
And you said it worked with all the sensors, no cruise control issues, no anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, I drove it. Yeah. I had it in cruise control for about 30, 45 minutes on the way there. And then, yeah, about the same on the way back. And yeah, not a single error message, which generally when you are first building a bumper, testing it, like you're going to get sensor issues right off the bat. But somehow like we got lucky and this one didn't have it at all.
Well, they say Toyota is pretty forgiving is what our engineers say.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, a lot more forgiving than some other manufacturers. What's your sticker say?
Toyota forgives, rocks don't.
Well, not really. I think but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, Grant. What is it? God forgives Rockstone.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite Toyota. But.
Same, but different.
I'm just excited for this too. I know it's been a minute, like with the Tacoma. It's been out, you know, for a little while. But with it being a full bumper, you know, the center cut definitely has its place, and it's definitely cool. It gives you a winch and some stuff, but. We're gonna have some sweet ultimate protection on this, you know, all the way around.
Yeah,
big,
kind of matching with their other ones. Yeah.
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 Gonna look good too. You know, I was glad that they didn't change the bumper just a ton compared to our last bumper because like personally I think our bumper looked incredible.
Right. Yeah. I mean it's our flagship product.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely didn't want it to change much. I love that.
Yep, I use flagship.
I know. Bonus. I know, man.
Ching. But just some more info on it. You know, we're changing out our recovery points to like a more soft edge. That's just a lot nicer, more premium, you know, and the hole's bigger for a soft shackle too.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then we're kind of doing some internal bracing and gusseting on the wings. I think mm-hmm. it's a big change. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this new bumper. I'm excited, like Mo said, you know, bed rack in the box. I think that's huge. You know, we figured out that those work on the second and the third gen Tacomas, which is a game changer for us, you know, finally.
Oh, man, it's awesome to be able to tell people like this is going to work across all the generations, or not all, but, you know, the last couple of generations of the Tacoma. You know, I mean, the box is so well received. Like I said, there's such a utilitarian side of it, you know, where it doesn't just tie into camping, overlanding. You know, you could work out of it, throw tools in it, stuff like that.
The bed rack to me is like the most exciting. The bed rack and the box combo is the most exciting product for me, because it's kind of like what has the most opportunity, I guess, if that makes sense. Like you can do the most with it, you know. You can put a tent on it, you can put different accessories on it, you can install a box, you can kind of do whatever.
Well, you don't have to be an overlander, quote unquote, right? It's just whatever
gonna work,
make that to be
your day-to-day stuff, your Monday through Friday stuff, work for you on the weekends, stuff like that.
But no, yes, the bumper did well. We definitely, I'm sorry, 4x4 Colorado, but we had to put that killing on you boys.
They, whooping. I can't believe they keep showing up.
Me neither, man. I figured they just wouldn't come. I figured they probably wouldn't be our friends by now.
No.
But hey, we're not competitive, right?
I'm definitely not competitive.
Mo says he's not competitive.
Yeah, but
hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, winning's fun.
Yeah. No, honestly, it kind of came down to the wire. I seriously thought at the very last pin, I was about to have to admit to everyone that 4x4 Colorado beat us in bowling. But that did not happen.
I knew better.
Now did it, boys.
I knew better.
It's, I think we beat them by what, one?
One on the last one. I mean, they didn't win a game. I'm sure they're telling their friends they won.
They probably are.
You know, big participation trophy group. Everybody winners.
No,
we had a crew with us, so I mean,
having the Cali Race place. With Off Road Place was there. So it's like, that was fun.
Race boys were there. That was super cool.
I mean, it's good to get out and connect on that level, you know, and not be talking work and being able to talk shit, have a couple beers and stuff like that, you know. I mean, that bowling alley, you know, straight stuck in time, which
dude,
if you've
ever with the Midwest and bowling, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I mean, they are like on it. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl there.
Well,
Monday
every
through
night,
Friday.
Yeah, you can't bowl till after 9:30 PM if you're a regular, if you're not in league night. And that's what was all three bowling alleys in the area. So we had to sit around, which gave us time to people watch, and that was good.
That was something that kind of shocked me. It's like, I could see bowling league being Monday through Thursday, maybe, but the fact that they have bowling league on Friday night too until 9:30, that shows that they are committed to the bowling leagues.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, the Midwest, I guess it is big. I mean, some guys from St. Louis said it was big. I mean, we made fast friends with everybody besides us, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Well, everybody's friendly, man.
They are, man. They are. And I guess, like, with the bowling, it's, I guess you have to have like indoor activities because it snows there in the Midwest a lot, some places. So maybe that's why they're real into bowling, because you can do it year round.
I mean, that makes sense. There was some young kids in there bowling and, you know, solo. I mean, that kid that ended beside us, he wasn't bowling with anybody, just himself.
Yeah.
And the scorecard.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that bowling alley was super cool though. It did look like it was straight from the 70s. Was just like
stuck in time for sure.
Well, it's like I want to say it was a circle, but it wasn't. It just felt like the whole thing felt like a circle. I kept on getting lost in there. It was weird. Like I'd walk around the bar, because the bar was just in the middle of this bowling alley, and then you had lanes on each side. I don't know. It looked like it was straight from the 70s. Someone built it and then hadn't touched it since.
The signage, everything, the carpet, everything 70s, possibly the shoes. I mean,
yeah, it was good.
It was good, man. It was, you know, it's like, that was fun. You know, after going to that, we went to the Kuat kind of open house, and super cool to kind of see their facility, how they're living. Thankful they had us over. They put on a great, great event, you know, for like a pre-party for the Moore Expo.
Mo had an awesome time.
Dude, he was the MVP of this whole trip.
Had the best time.
Mo
did
laid
have the
out
best
for
time.
Him. Tell him.
So
here we are getting raffle tickets. And sure enough, man, the grand prize shows up. And it's like all raffle tickets, you know, there's six numbers, but they call the first three, even though everybody's got the first three, almost to like hype everybody up. So then they call the last three, and sure enough, man, matches the number I'm holding, and man, did I come to life. It was a QAC Piston Pro rack, which I'd been eyeballing probably ever since I've seen one. 2 days before we went up there, I was really eyeballing it. And man, for one to like fall into my lap, holy shit, dude. Like, I was stoked, man.
I'm still stoked.
Like, when I think about it, you know, I'm like everybody, right? You know, man, I never win at raffles. I think the issue is I never stick around to the end of raffles.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe I'll change a few things up.
Well, guys, like, we spend 8 hours a day with Mo, five days a week.
That's a lot. I've
never in my life seen Mo that excited. Right. I mean, dude, he screams
not competitive.
So loud.
Not competitive.
Don't
enjoy winning at all.
He was so stoked. Dude, I was pumped for you though, man. Cause I mean, seriously, like 2 days before, like you said, I mean, he was telling me, like, pointing at his computer saying, "Jo, it's in my cart. I want this bike rack. Yeah. I'm gonna get it." And he did get it. He didn't even have to pay a dime for it either. So
man, had to show up, drink a water, two Sprites, and move on down the line.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
I'll say this too. You can actually see Mo get excited. If you pay attention to our YouTube channel, we filmed like a behind the scenes of this whole trip. So, I mean, in addition with the podcast, you'll get to see everything we're talking about. And it's a hoot.
It's rare.
I showed you guys like a little demo this morning earlier. Yeah. It's
funny.
I was
stoked, man. The weird thing was coming back in and then getting all the love back.
Make you
warm on the inside. Gotta love it.
I mean, it's like you get to see Mo come to life. You get to see three idiots try to put a 4Runner in a Tacoma on a flex ramp unsuccessfully.
That was the thing. Us loading trucks onto a flex ramp. Like I said, we're getting better. You know, we're not pros yet. You know, but
yeah. So I'll just explain it real quick. Otherwise, we're gonna sound real dumb.
Insert video.
Yeah, well, the video would definitely be in there. But yeah, we have these flex ramps, and they didn't have any type of grip on the bottom. And generally, when we're out at shows, you know, like we are out on grass or dirt or anything other than
the earth.
This is the one show a year we're indoors on pavement.
Yeah, and it's like polished concrete. Yeah, you know, so
ice skating.
Yeah, may as well be hitting a hockey puck on an ice rink. And Mo, anytime he would try to go up this flex ramp, it would just slide out, like to the point where Grant's behind it trying to hold it, and it just keeps on pushing him and pushing him.
I'm telling you, the first time we did it, man, I swear I slid him halfway across the room.
You probably did.
You know, and then after that,
everybody's
looking at us
setting up.
Mm-hmm.
Real Nancy boy, and wouldn't ever like barely give it gas. You know, I didn't want to.
Yeah,
I kept feeling like I was just gonna keep pushing him across.
Yeah, he just like needed the momentum, and I understand why you're hesitant because it was making some sketchy noises for sure.
I can't even imagine what people think when they see us set up for a show. Probably like watching Lucy and Ethel. Like,
dude, they're like, man, people want to be around us, so that's a good thing. It's like people came around.
Yeah,
fun to, like I said, be there at the show early, walk it, see some of the stuff people are selling. You know. We've kind of seen it all, but just like last show, man, we found something cool from outward. The headrest baggage, like their stuff was really nice.
They are the bee's knees, dude. Yeah. I got my FJ more organized than it's ever been.
I love that.
Well, so Jacqueline, as you know, I have a wife. She's a woman.
Here
and
we go.
Women have these sayings, you know. And they're called tampons.
Guys have the things.
Well, women have to use these things called tampons.
Yeah.
And Jacqueline had seriously so many backlogged in my cup holders all over the FJ. And so I was able to get all of them and put them in a bag with my Tums. And put them in the
got
back
you
of
right.
that like
TNT bag, baby.
I wrote tampons and Tums on the bag and stuck it in there. So that way we always know where they're at.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it's the handiest thing. It's like this little deal that you slip over your headrest, and then it has like all these little pockets, and it doesn't look like it came straight out of a military.
It doesn't look
vehicle.
Dumb.
No,
yeah.
It's that's
like
a cool
well designed.
Thing. That's the cool part, is it doesn't have 55 loose straps hanging off of it.
Yeah, it didn't look like G.I. Joe. No. You know? So, I mean, it's super cool. got it, you know, very organized. That brand's called Outward. And they have like just a bunch of like, yeah, basically in vehicle organization, you know, solutions.
Yeah. Behind the seat, the headrest one, I still think was the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By far.
I never even heard of them, but it stopped me in my tracks because I'm like, dang, this thing is awesome. You know, the design, the branding, super clean.
Yeah.
Out of Oregon. So.
Oh, out of Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll drop a link.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the comments.
Yeah, I'll put a link in the show notes so that way you guys can check those out. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. Course had to stop by Step 22, go spend some money
there. Speaking of Dialed, right?
Yeah.
Get organized.
I mean, that place, death by $20 bills. Adam knows.
$22 bills.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the name.
Yeah. Is that $40? $22 bills. I won't joke anymore.
That's good.
That would be $40. Anyways.
That's good math.
That's good math.
Yeah.
But no. So that was fun. I'm trying to think of some other really cool stuff that we saw.
Well, we saw one cool thing and maybe one questionable thing.
What? What?
I'm all for innovation and stuff, but there's one thing I thought was pretty interesting. And I didn't know enough about it to, you know, I'm not trying to cast any shade here. But dude, I saw a 2-story tent.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, I couldn't understand it, right? I think it was like with like an actuator, like electronic actuator, which is nuts to think of. But it goes on your truck bed.
We'll insert the picture.
Yeah.
We'll flood the picture.
It goes on your truck bed and it's literally a 2-story rooftop tent.
Scissor lift.
Yeah, like a scissor lift.
I mean, it's electronic. To me, it's like the craziest thing, like seeing that. It's seriously, if your child was to fall out of the top of this thing, like they would probably die.
No kids are falling out of tents.
Dude, they'd probably die. Like seriously, like
I think if you had it on a roof, on a bed, I think it's like the same height as a regular tent. Because it's just
was it true stack or double stack?
Double stack.
It is double. So two mattresses, independent floors.
Okay, so maybe you just wouldn't put it on a roof.
No. It's on a truck.
That's
bed.
Where you would want.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I mean, this thing was 500 pounds. I think they marketed it. Yeah.
500 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, I just question, you know, in a windstorm or whatever, like all these things running through my head. Like, how do you get to the next floor without disturbing the person?
Well, I mean, is it like a GFC?
You don't worry
though?
About the peasants on the first floor.
Right.
You just kick them over.
I think it has like a little trap door thing you go through, kind of like a GFC, maybe. I don't know, man. I just.
We didn't take
distance,
too big a look.
Either way,
we didn't look at it too hard. But
either way, don't put it on your roof. Do not put it on your roof. Because I mean, I know when I was standing below it, it seemed very tall. Very, very tall. And I remember thinking, like, my dog would probably be committing suicide out of that bad boy. Like, jumping straight out. So,
whoa, no more jumpers.
Well, we don't want them to. And they don't necessarily want to. But, you know, dogs just sometimes don't think properly. So, you know.
Well, you'd have three left, so.
That's true.
We almost added another over the weekend.
No,
if you're listening, add that dog. Jay is on
five
board.
Dogs.
Now we're keeping that long-haired Sharpei where it is currently, so.
In the cart.
Yeah. No, I mean, as far as, like, you know, all the stuff we saw, I mean, I feel like probably my favorite thing, you know, kind of like I was telling you guys earlier, is that old truck that we saw. What year?
Yeah.
Do you know what year that truck was?
87.
Is that 87?
Did you just peg that?
C10 Chevy. Yeah,
no.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It was like Adventures.
Well, it was hard to read.
Well, the name of the channel was like Adventures with...
Something. We'll put it in the notes.
But anyways, it was the coolest truck. He had like this like old camper shell. He had a bunch of like wood that he'd done like tongue and groove like on the walls and in the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Completely, you know, homemade build, full of character.
I loved it, man. It's like, yeah everything's flashy, mm-hmm. millions of dollars, whatever. Like squeaky clean, but this thing just stuck out like a sore thumb in a good way.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, the full of character.
Yeah.
It front checked. To back.
Yeah, dude, it checked every box I needed. You know, I mean, heck, even the water cooler, I think, was from the same year that the truck was built. You know, I mean, it's just, like, perfect. And and it's just, like...
Like, no-name brands, you know? Just, like, everything from, like, probably Sears back in the day, right? Like, kind of that vibe.
Dude, Sears catalog
style. It was awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I used to shop growing up.
It was awesome, man. I'd love to do a build like that eventually. You know,
you've got a Ford. You have.
I mean,
the
you're
truck.
On your way.
I know, but
you can fit the 2-story out back.
Yeah,
I'd love to put a camper shell on that Ford, but also like
2-story camper shell.
Kind of hate to put a camper shell on that truck.
Yeah,
because it'll probably never come off. So
I think that's by design.
I know, but I mean they're sweet, but it's, I don't know. I'll just have to give it a ponder or something. Yeah. But anyways. But no, that truck was really cool.
What was that massive thing called? Was it? It wasn't an Earthroamer, was it?
Yeah, or
it was
the
Global Expeditions is who Storyteller. Yeah.
Yeah, I forget. It's not the Hilt. I forget the other name. I keep on wanting to say GovX, but I know that's the military discount.
Yeah. Dude, it's huge though. Huge.
Yeah. That thing, you are living good in there.
1,800 miles of range on a fuel tank of diesel. Full tank of diesel.
Yeah.
Nuts.
1,800 miles. I think they said like with fuel and diff, it costs you somewhere between $600 and $800 to fill it up.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money, but you are going 1,800 miles. So it's like there, you know, is something to be said with that.
On the Tacoma, we found out the weak link.
That is the bummer.
Comparing that, the fourth gen Tacoma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you think the actual range is on the Tacoma?
Man, I think 200 miles, man. Yeah, 215 maybe.
I've seen Twan like running for tacos. He had the same thing. He pointed that out, that the tank's tiny.
Really?
Around 200, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Like, whenever I filled it up last, that's what it told me. It was like 210, 205, somewhere in there.
I wonder if it has enough room in there somewhere to do an extended tank.
Probably not. There's probably hybrid batteries and turbos in the way. Tons of power. All the good things.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad. I mean, not that we'd want to do it, but I'm sure someone will put a extended tank on one. I'm sure eventually. I mean, kind of need it.
Fuel cell in the rear, farmer cell.
Yeah. Cause that's really like, cause what do you get out of a tank in your Tacoma, Grant?
Man, 250 at best.
Really?
Probably 250, 270.
So I get like 180, 200 in the FJ.
Really?
It's like the range I get, which is very inconvenient.
I probably get less than that now that I'm thinking about it.
See, I'm like 270.
Are you?
Yeah, almost 280.
Dang.
Probably 240.
Runners lead the way.
Wow. Yeah, because I was thinking, I was like, well, 200 out of Tacoma is not too bad. Now I understand why you guys think that's terrible.
Dude, I was blown away, man. I was blown away after I topped it off. Like what caught my eye was that it was almost empty and I filled it up. And, like, the number wasn't that big. And you're like, dude, this doesn't hold shit. And then you jump inside and you see the range and you're like, confirmed.
Yeah.
We'll be stopping for fuel later.
Yeah. I'll absolutely love the new Tacoma, but there are a few things that I'm just like, I can't really figure out, like, why Toyota did that.
They're too smart. They're too smart.
They are too smart.
Like, the backup stuff just drives me bonkers on them. You know, I love the hybrid power. I know some people don't like the four-cylinder and the turbo, but it's like, holy shit, how nice is it to be able to go?
Yeah.
Those people haven't driven it. There's no way you can hate that.
Yeah, there's no way you...
I know on paper.
Yeah.
But come on, man.
There's no way you'd get in that truck and be like, yep, this isn't for me.
Yeah, unless you had to ride in the back seats.
Yeah, other than maybe the back seats.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the truck, like, has tons of power. I mean, I'm just going to go on and say it. Like, I would almost love to race the Tundra and the Tacoma. Like, I seriously...
Tundra would be wiping the floor.
I think the Tundra would smoke it.
The Tundra would smoke it, but I think that Tacoma would hold it, or would stay with it better than you think. I'm telling you, like, I was shocked.
What does that mean? Like, they finished?
Like, I bet the Tundra.
Stay with you better than I thought.
I bet the Tundra.
Like, what?
I bet the Tundra.
So would my 4Runner.
I bet the Tundra would only beat it by maybe, like, 2 car lengths.
I don't know. I think more.
I'm telling you, dude. That Tacoma, it's, you know, I mean, just.
Maybe stock tires and then big meats on the Tundra.
I don't know. But we'll get it. When we get back from California, we'll.
Real torquey. We'll just have a whole fleet race
in Mexico. We'll take them to Mexico and race them.
We'll race them out back behind the warehouse
in Mexico.
Bring them up. Actually, doing midnight drags.
Midnight.
You got to get a real ID before you go to Mexico,
dude. I'm freaking trying, man. I'm trying, dude. They just sent me my social security card, trying to get it, and you know, need to go get that bad boy.
So anyways, let's tell them about the more Olympics. What we do. I know we talked about bowling.
Bowling's fun. It's almost been added to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, more Olympics. So essentially what we do is we get other vendors, dealers, customers, whoever, pretty much anyone's invited, and we go down to downtown Springfield. And
start with the tasty cheeseburger from Black Sheep.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, that's just to fill us up, you know, pre-fuel. And then we go out, and generally we'll go to this Irish bar first and play darts.
Finnegan's Wake, what's yep. up?
Yeah.
Yep. And then
also, too, real quick, like, we're like the old guys around town. Like, it's definitely a college town. Mo gets carded, which is nuts.
Dude, I do. I do. I got these highlights in my beard. Totally jives out. You know, it's like, I know kids are doing that. Highlights are back. They're big. Yeah. I'm sure I look 20. So it totally jives.
Yeah, dude. You know, that's exactly what it is.
Heartbreak City when they see my birth year.
Yeah. Right. No, we were definitely the young guys. I felt kind of weird a time or two.
You mean the old guys? I never feel weird. Yeah. I mean, why would you, it's like we're all at a place that I sure hope everyone's old enough.
Well, yeah.
It's not like I'm hanging out at a daycare.
It's definitely one of those deals.
That would be fucking weird.
It's definitely one of those deals when we were at the Irish bar, like, I was playing music and I was definitely thinking in my head, yep, they are not loving this, you know? So that was one thing.
They did. They did. Everybody was singing along.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet they were definitely singing to Wheeler Walker Jr.
So, I know it.
Yeah. They were not digging that. And then
there's good things that come with that too, though. It's like they almost respect us because we're almost like their parents' age. And
yeah.
They'll get out of your way and shit, call you yes, sir. And
that's
silly
true.
Things like that. So you're almost like, dang, man, these kids, like, they know we're not messing. We've been at that age. We've messed around. Get out of our way.
Yeah, that's true. No, and then we did that, and then ended up, what did we do? We went and played pool after that? Or what did we do?
Darts, pool. Was it pool?
But no, it was good, man. The pool hall is fun, too. I mean, it's free. Price is right. Floor, not as sticky as last year, so that was amazing. Yeah.
Dude, J.O. with the pool shots.
Dude, he's got pool shots.
I mean, pure luck. Pure
total
luck.
Total jump shot, just sunk it.
Did do a jump shot. Did not expect that, even as I was doing it. Told myself, like, there's no way this is going in, and it did. Yeah. So, y'all watch for me on the tour. I'll be doing 2026, doing Vegas, everyone in pool. So
look out. I mean, you and Mari, man. Mari from Space Trailers crushed. She just like all of a sudden. I mean, she was sandbagging the whole game. I swear.
I know she crushed.
That's the thing. I think they were sandbagging.
The yeah, mm-hmm. Holly too. Holly like you can too. Tell, Holly's played some pool in her day. You know, right. I mean, she. It was funny. Yeah. I can't remember someone. I think they were trying to show her how to hold her hand or something like that, and she goes,
"No, that was me." She's like, "How do I do this?" And I was like, "Well, you put your hand right here." You know, she's
classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then yeah.
She
yeah.
just sunk them.
Yeah. Then she goes, I know what I'm doing. And then puts her hand up there. And it was obvious. She just starts railing those balls in there. Yeah. And I was just like, well, we just got hustled.
Right.
So,
yeah. Good thing money wasn't on the line.
No, dude. She's good. And then,
what do we do after that?
Man, that was kind of it. Insomnia cookies. Insomnia.
Yeah. You
insomnia
guys had cookie. To get your daily dairy intake.
Dude, I mean, you got to, man.
Yeah.
They didn't have milkshakes. So I had to.
Ask me about my broken bone total.
Broken bone total.
Exactly. It's zero. Probably because I drink milk.
Gosh, Highland.
Yeah, dude.
Highland sponsored this
guy. Great
source
of calcium.
Yeah, dude.
Until somebody tells me different.
Yeah.
But no, the milkshake was awesome. Definitely had to make my own. They didn't have milkshakes on the menu, of course.
DIY.
Yeah, all the ingredients, too. Though. They got milk. They got ice cream. They've got spoons.
And cookies.
And
so
cookies.
I just threw it all in a cup, dumped it in there, crushed it up, ate it. It was delicious.
Well, most cookies, I don't know why you thought this, but yours were supposed to make it home.
Oh, I know, that man. That's dumb. The thing is, like, I ordered ice cream. You know, this was smart, too. I was like, dude, I'll order some ice cream for right now. And then I'll have some cookies and milk for in the morning for breakfast, you know. And these were mint cookies, too, so they would check as a breakfast meal. And
oh, that makes sense.
You know, we're talking mint.
What?
Exactly. So, but guess what? Surprise, they didn't make it out of the store.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I was like, dang it. And thankfully, man, Mari helped me divvy up that mint chocolate chip so I didn't have to weigh 5,000 pounds. So that was amazing. But I mean, 1.5 cookies and a thing of ice cream and a thing of chocolate milk. Dude, I was ready to hit the hay, man.
Yeah, I'm just glad they got your milk temperature right. I mean, Springfield always crushes, seems like.
No, last time they didn't. They sucked the whole time. All the gas stations over there suck at keeping milks cold. And I said, Springfield, do something.
called the mayor.
Yeah, like, I hate calling people out. Like,
I'm at that place at the
Expo. Dude, now the place at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Yeah,
the best milk.
Y'all
know
who you are? Like, right, call them out by name. Because they do have the best milk. You know, like. Yeah. They have the coldest, almost ice on top, not ice, almost chills your hand. I mean, I love it.
I know, it gave me brain freeze, so it was great.
Hilarious. I dig it, right? And then, you know, like, that's on the property. You know, I don't know if Chris set that up or what, but, you know, kudos to that, man. More Expo, keep hollering, coming back. Because it's like, I can walk there. I know no matter what, I'm getting a milk for my morning. Because I don't have to ask for like an extra Uber stop. It's like, dude, on the way.
But maybe upgrade the ice cream variety.
Dude, definitely could use a little more help on the ice cream. That's the thing.
But at least they had it, right?
Kind of. You know, they did have cold
ice cream sandwiches. Snickers,
yeah, like M&M sandwiches and Snickers bars. Like, they're good. But like, really, J.O. knows it as well as I do. It's like, put some ice cream with some milk and put a straw in it, or don't. Put a spoon in it.
Yeah.
And serve that to people, and we will be stoked.
Yeah, I mean, milkshakes, anything that kind of adds a little bit of – anything that's going to keep me hydrated while I eat my ice cream, like, that's the key.
That's the thing. It's often overlooked when we're drinking milkshakes is that we're hydrating. Like,
yeah,
like
you are hydrating. A lot of
people don't see that.
Yeah, you're getting your vitamins, you're hydrating, you know, like, dude, you're checking all the boxes, so you're good.
Yeah, look out, AG1. We're coming. Got those goods.
Anything else on Moore? You want to talk about a show coming up?
Dude, Jambo. I'm freaking pumped about Jambo. Yeah. So I've never been to Jambo. Tomorrow's going to be my first time. What do I need to expect, boys?
It's Texas, man. It is.
Bring your sunscreen.
Yeah.
Bring that sunscreen.
And your mud boots, because you don't know which one you're going to run into that day. And
yeah,
you may need them both in the same day.
Supposed to get some rain. I mean, it's been the same for the last few years.
Yeah. So usually rains, usually gets hot and muggy. It's Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I definitely have stock in sunscreen, so I got that covered. Knock on wood.
Not a daywalker.
Yeah, definitely not a daywalker here. Everyone's told me, though, they're like, expect for all your stuff to get dyed red.
That's for real, man. Like, I would bring stuff that you don't care about, like shoes, your footwear. You bring those Vans.
My Vans? Dude, why do you hate my Vans so much?
Dude, you knocking them? They got character.
No, man. I low-key love those.
No, you hate them.
High key.
Dude, I love these Vans.
I know you do.
They need to probably get retired, though.
That's why I would wear them, man. I would give them one hell of a last run.
Let them die at Jambo.
Leave them at Jambo in the trash bag.
Everybody's told me, though, they're like, dude, you're going to break something. Like, you're definitely going
to
break something.
You don't have to. That's the thing. It's like, there's so many stock rigs. I mean, it is at an off-road park, so it's like you know, you would think that every trail's got to be hard, right? Like, I'm going to an off-road park. But, man, there will be stuff as stock gets, you know, minus adding the number one HPA adder, Raptor lights. You know, so you'll see a lot of that stuff running around. Toyota's going to have their new rigs out there, too. So their Tundra or their Tacomas, Tundra's 4Runners. And they'll take them down the trails, too. So it's the cool thing about Jambo is it's as hard as you want it to be, I guess, is what it would.
Well, it's just entertaining, man. It's like rednecks with paychecks, but Toyota-fied.
Yeah.
You know, and people are there to literally break their stuff. And I'll never be that guy. I don't understand that, but it's sure as hell fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Blind Man's Bluff and same, like the Stampede. Yeah. You will see people at the Stampede because it's for time. If y'all have never been to Jambo, the Stampede is this course, and they'll throw some jumps in there that aren't like calculated jumps. They're more just piles of dirt. So if you hit them at speed, you're sure to end on your nose on the backside. But they have a bunch of those and people will just fly around
hammer
this
it.
Course. We've seen people roll their trucks out there, you know, and stuff like that. And Tacoma Beast kind of brought out a truck. Sherpa brought their truck, their race truck out last year and just absolutely demolished the course. You know, it was rad to see. But
Dougie's Garage too with that crazy buggy.
Well, dude, and the RAV4.
Yeah. Dougie's RAV4, like they had a RAV4 that they kept on running until it broke. And I mean, like almost every one of their shop guys got to run the course, not babying it.
Really?
Earth yeah, every dude. Time. This RAV4. I mean,
just, what year? Like just an old.
Dude, the sweet out? One, the bubble eye all around, the whole thing that looks bubble.
That's sweet.
You know, I don't know your models of RAV4s, but yeah. Not like the newer ones.
That'd be like a 99, 2000, 2001, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Blind Man Bluff's always funny too.
Yeah.
So that's where they blindfold the driver and the passenger just tells them where to go.
Yeah, you have to go off his signal, man.
Yeah.
You know,
it just sounds like a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For some, it is, man. Some well, people the passenger also will do
freak
well.
Out, and then yeah. It gets even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people, man, I don't, and you know, it's like, who knows what they're yelling, driver, passenger, left, right, you know, but some of these people, or even if the people are even listening, man, some people drive with their heart, right? Like, yeah. Trust my gut, dude. I don't need you.
Do you drive like your own vehicle, or is you just?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. There's no rentals,
dude. I'm not driving my vehicle out
there. No, there ain't no rentals.
There's
bro.
No rentals out there, man. It's whatever you brought, man, take it home and however you want to, man. Good shape, bad shape.
So do you guys, I mean, like, have you guys seen people doing it in nice vehicles?
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I mean, Mateo's truck, right? Like he ran the Rock Guard and he's got portals 39s, like the most expensive Tacoma ever. And he just ran through that thing. Like, does not care. Yeah. It's wild.
Dude, there'd be no way, man.
I don't get it, man.
I mean, I saw a Cherry Land Cruiser run through there and just, roll over 80 series, you know, and I'm just like, heartbreak city, you know.
That does hurt, man.
What do you think, man? I got this guy calling. You think we put him live on the podcast? Yes, no, maybe. All right, man. Funny.
Old Jacob's cool.
Old Jacob was cool, man. What was that? Empire Motorsports is?
Empire Motorsports.
Yeah, they're super cool. But anyways, what were we even talking about?
Jambo. Flipping 80 series.
Flipping 80s, man. How wild Jambo gets.
I remember last year, this guy with this buggy rock crawler, he had three out of the four wheels on, right?
Oh, yeah.
He had a winch, and this is full roll caged out, right? He winched like under somehow. I don't know, leverage and science. I don't know how to explain this.
Wrapped it.
Yeah. And like was able to drive perfectly level on three tires.
Yeah. Just drove around. With the fourth one not dragging the air.
How does that work?
Dude, science, I'm telling
you. You'd have to bring Evan or Ethan over here, and they could probably, like, draw it out real quick and tell you.
Yeah, we're not engineers.
Yeah,
that just seems crazy, though.
I know. Dude, it was like
one of those things. Did you see us loading trucks onto a ramp?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
trying to figure out a winch to three-tire combo seems, you know, like it'd take me a day.
There's also this Toyota Sienna that just totally gets down. I think he's been there, like, every year, at least – that I remember.
Yeah.
But dude, he's got like armor on this thing, a lift kit, like wheels, tires.
Really?
You know, kind of overlanded out. Yeah. And he's just doing these same trails.
We've had to wait for him like to come down the trail. Like, yeah. For us to go up the trail.
So funny.
Really? Yeah, is that like what he normally wheels with, or does he?
He's got an Instagram. I forget it. If we remember, I'll put in the notes or something, but
I'll check that out.
I mean, it'll catch your eye. It's pretty funny.
That is so sweet. No, I'm excited about it, man. I'm definitely excited about it.
It's fun, man. It's worth getting excited about. It's super fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, and what's cool about this show, too, is, like, especially from a vendor's perspective, you have to be at your booth for, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Dude, and it's like an event for the people.
Yeah, they encourage you to get out there, use your products, meet people. You know, that's, like, definitely what we're about, you know.
More so than not, you know, it's like, man, standing in a tent, like, we do that, and we love that because we get to talk about stuff we're passionate about. But this event, it's like, shit, man, go out and live it. Go out and wheel and trail and all these things like that, you know. So it's a super cool event, super hands-on. They do tons of group trail rides. There's big sign-up sheets there at the main check-in. So you can sign up for trail rides and stuff like that. And it's good. Like I said, I mean, it gets busy. You know, I don't know what the total number of rigs is that show up for that event. But, I mean, I think Grant's first year there, man, we sat in like a traffic jam out on the trail with Zach for what seemed like forever.
You know?
We're a huge group trying to pass a huge group in a spot where not, you know, big stuff's allowed, you know, you can't pass.
Yeah. From what I hear, I mean, it sounds like it grows every single year.
Mm-hmm.
It does. So, I don't know if they put a cap on it or what, you know, it is, you know, a private property, private piece of property. It's Barnwell Mountain Recreation Area.
Yeah.
And so they ran out the whole thing, you know, so we won't see anything but Toyotas, you know, all weekend long. And I mean, anything from buggies, like I said, stock. So it's as wild and everything in between, you know, the Transformer FJ, he may show up. Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I'll stay quiet on that one. They
transform right into an ass whooping.
I'll get those dudes that are hitting the two step. I'll get the two step FJ guys on them.
You gotta bring your FJ, dude.
I think it's the same guys. I think it's the same guys, man. Like I said, the FJ crowd, man. The crowd down there, it's different, man. It's just like when we go to the West Coast, man. It's like it's always different in a different part of the United States. You know what people are into, the culture. Yeah. And yeah, like I said, this one's not like the Florida show and it's not like California shows, man. It's Texas for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask all those FJ guys, like how they do all that two-stepping when I see
it. Dude, it is so sweet. Like I swear they don't have communications. They don't have comms in their trucks. They just like live on the limiter to let them know they made it.
They have electric light whips, treps,
two-steps,
Stano snorkels.
Yeah. They're like, hey, Billy, can you hear me? And he'll be like, what?
Dude, they will. They will. And the later in the day, the more the liquid courage starts flowing. So you'll see more and more of it. You know, I mean, like I said, it's private, man. If people want to knock them back and drive their rigs, well, you can do that in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, dude, I want to bring my FJ, but in the same time, I'm like, also, I kind of don't want to bring it because I know I'm not going to wheel it. But I know if I bring it, like, there's a high possibility that I may wheel it, you know?
And you can. Like I said, there's easy trails, you know? It's like...
We took our brand new Tundra last year.
Down these trails that, you know, and that Tundra turns, you know, it couldn't turn around in this parking lot.
Well, normally, like, I wouldn't... I mean, you guys know... You guys see me absolutely... I mean, bounce my vehicle off of rocks. But it's more or less, like, I think I got a wheel bearing possibly going out right now.
It's not.
I mean, but it could be.
I looked
be.
At it on my way over.
we ought to bring it up on the rack, see if it's got any play or something, because it's one of those deals. I guess after my son's baseball game today, I may give it the wiggle and see if it seems like the 12-6 or whatever it is. So
yeah,
but yeah, check out the wheel bearing. It's like if it doesn't seem like it's got any play, like I'll probably bring it, but we'll see.
It's gonna be a fun show. You know, I am excited about it.
Josh, our ambassador, Josh Bratcher, is going to come down. I'm excited for him, you know, to hang out. He had a good time last year. And
yeah, insert videos of him last year, right?
Dude, yeah, right now. Yeah, he seems to pick his own line, and he's going to hate me for roasting him kind of for that. But, like, dude, this one trail, he quote-unquote says he took a conference call on this trail, okay?
Yeah.
But we're trying to spot him, dude, and he's, like, he's like trying to flip.
Dude, look like he's trying to leave the park.
Yeah.
On a road that don't exist.
Yeah, just climbing up this bank, you know? Big truck, 37s, long travel, you know, and eating, but, like, the wrong direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a hoot, but. Excited to see him, man.
I'm excited to see him.
He'll have a good time. He'll have fun. You know.
Yeah. No, it which he's what's that sire? He said he's on 37s.
37.
Which he changed recently, didn't he?
He got the new Toyo Trail Pros, RT Pros.
Yeah. Gotcha. Which he went a little smaller width.
Yeah,
is
he
what
had
it was.
Maxis. They were 13.5 wide.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he's a little bit skinnier.
Which probably help out his wheel wells a little bit. I remember his fenders.
He is Rub City or was.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I have a photo of him literally beating his fender in with a ball pin hammer.
Oh yeah, dude. He gets it done. He gets it done.
So yeah.
But those Maxis like measured like 14 or 15 wide. They were gigantic.
That is
they
huge.
Were huge.
Yeah. Balloons.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like an 80s four wheeler. Big balloons.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Throw an 80s four wheeler pickup.
Yeah.
But
it'll be sweet. Well, no, it'll be sweet and definitely ready to go check it out.
I mean, when this episode drops, we'll be on our way to Vallejo after that. So it's like, man,
come see us
anywhere. We are everywhere.
Yeah. Check out our, we have our schedule on Instagram, so you can check it out on like Backwoods Adventure Mods.
Maybe we'll post it right here too.
Yeah. We can post video little options. Post a little clip of it right now. Yeah. All right, it's on here. And anyways, but yeah, so you can check us out there. You can check us out at backwoodsadventuremods.com. YouTube is also Backwoods Adventure Mods. We also have TikTok. You guessed it. It's also Backwoods Adventure Mods. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely appreciate it, guys. And is there anything else that you guys that we left out, Mo or Grant?
I want to say real quick, shout out to our boys at YT.
Yes.
YT Mill in Bentonville. They let us borrow a bike for the show.
Yep.
We kind of decked out the fourth gen Tacoma to be kind of more of an adventure truck with a old canoe up top,
yeah,
and a bike on the side, you know, just showing folks that it's not just about overlanding, off-roading, yeah, right? Like, you can use these for anything. So shout out to those boys for always being good to us, you know, loaning us batteries, bikes, whatever we need.
Yep.
So,
all the things.
Ty, so, thank you for letting us borrow your canoe, dude.
Yep. Dude, that got some looks, by the way. Did. That canoe. I mean, old
head
old canoe.
Breaker. It did.
Very sweet.
It did. Well, sweet. Yep. Well, guys, thank you for listening, and you will hear us / see us on the next one.
Give them the discount.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Discount code is, what are we going to do this time?
You had one earlier.
I don't know what was
Bowling that. Bowling15 is what, yep, it was. Yeah, Bowling15. So all caps, BOWLING15. Bowling15. Peace.
Peace.
Later.